This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. You know, everybody's not a narcissist, y'all. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about, when will a narcissist leave you alone? When will they finally leave you alone? When? And you know, y'all, this is not a one-size-fits-all dynamic. This is going to be coming from, this is my own personal perspective on what it might take to get a narcissist to leave you alone, or what's going on inside the mind of a narcissistic person that finally makes them just be like, you know what? I'm done. So one reason a narcissist will leave you alone finally, if they feel like you're completely done and destroyed. Sometimes when they, a lot of times, they will intentionally go on these missions to make sure that you are completely destroyed, to make sure that you are completely, quote unquote, broken and destroyed and things like that. They want to make sure, and one reason they do this is to make sure that there's nothing left of you to go back to. It's kind of like you. It's kind of like burning, you know, you burn, like if you want to take over the, Tony Robbins said this, he gave a good analogy. If you want to take over the land, you burn the boats. If like you're sailing to a different country, to a deserted island, and you want to make sure that you take over the land and you give it all you got, burn your retreat. Make sure you cannot go back. Burn the bridge. Burn the last bridge. Burn your exit plan. You can't have an exit. You can't have an exit strategy. The only exit strategy you have is winning. So the narcissistic person wants to make sure that they cannot go back to you, so they completely destroy you. If they feel like you've been completely destroyed, they might actually leave you alone for good. If they feel like, and of course, you might not be completely destroyed. Of course, you can actually rebuild yourself bigger, better, stronger than you were previous to this toxic relationship. Of course, that possibility does exist for you. You know, that's what I tell people, that possibility does exist for you, because that's how it works in a lot of these dynamics and a lot of these different situations. Like, you can decide what comes next for you. You can decide how to go about things. You can decide this, you can decide that, in a lot of these different dynamics. But yeah, once they feel like you completely destroyed, they might actually leave you alone. But you don't want to be completely destroyed, y'all. That's like, who wants to be completely destroyed to get somebody to leave them alone? You know, that's not the way you want them to leave you alone. You want to be able to, you want them to leave you alone on your terms. And typically, sometimes, yeah, the best way to get a narcissist to leave you alone is to force them to leave you alone. Sometimes you have to force them, y'all. Sometimes you have to call the damn police consistently and enforce it. If you call the police on somebody and you get a restraining order, whatever, you have to enforce it, y'all. So many people lose their lives to narcissistic, toxic-ass people because you don't enforce the orders. You let them back in your life, and then they end you. They make you a damn hashtag when your life could have been an exclamation point. You end up as a hashtag. You know what I mean? You literally end up on it as a hashtag. Put your first name and your last name close together, no space, and put a hashtag in front of it. See how that looks, y'all? Because you're gonna be a hashtag, or they're gonna pass a law in your name, or try to fight for a law to be passed to your name for domestic violence, victims of domestic violence, and restraining orders and stuff like that. You don't want that to happen. So sometimes you have to keep enforcing these orders. You have to get them locked up. I don't want to ruin their life, though, Lee. You have to, y'all. You have to get to the point where they are exhausted. They are broken. They are just like, damn it, if I keep going back here, I'm going to go to jail for the rest of my life. I'm not going back there anymore. You have to get them to that point where they feel like, damn it, if I go back, I'm done. My life is over. If I go back to this person, my life is over. My life is cooked. My life is done. If I keep messing with them, I'm cooked. I'm done. And this doesn't work for everybody, y'all. Some of them will keep coming at you, keep coming at you, keep coming at you. And sometimes if you're in the U.S., you might actually have to practice your, invoke your Second Amendment rights. I'm going to just leave that there. You know, Sometimes you have to make them broken and things like that. But you know, like to make them broken, you don't to exhaust them. You don't have to necessarily try to break them. You are just protecting yourself. You're just protecting yourself in this dynamic. You're not. You don't have to intentionally set out to try to break them, but in exhaust them. That's a result of you protecting yourself. They just give up. You know, they give up and they might go away. You know, another way a narcissist, when they will finally leave you alone, is they feel like whatever supply that they're getting from you is cut off. Let's just say your relationship is the desert, the basis of your relationship is a desert, right? But your relationship is this oasis inside of the desert. And there's a supply of water.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming in that you know, there's a river that feeds this oasis, that allows the plants to grow, the relationship to flourish in this desolate desert. You know what I mean? You have this oasis in the middle of the desert. Your relationship is an oasis that is fed by this one river, right? That river is the supply. You know, whatever supply that narcissistic person is getting comes from that river. You have to dam up the river. Whatever supply that is, if it's emotional supply, dam up that river. Like a beaver. You're a little empathetic beaver. Dam up that river in this desert oasis. Dam it up, you little empathetic beaver. Just imagine biting down on some wood and damming up a river. If you're getting... if you're this far, you got to be... I don't know if there's a beaver emoji. You got to put a beaver emoji in the chat if you made it this far, y'all. On the YouTube channel. But if it's emotional supply, damn it up. If it's financial supply, if they're just getting money if you're supporting their life, if you're financing their life, damn it up. If it's love, if it's whatever, if it's an emotional connection, like I said, financial, if it's physical, if it's just about the clapping of the cheeks, damn up the cheeks, y'all. Damn up the cheeks, damn up the eggplant, whatever emoji y'all want to use, damn them up. Damn up the connection. Because sooner or later, when you dam it up and the river stops flowing, the plants are going to die. And the supply gets cut off. You have to cut off the supply. Once they feel like whatever supply that they're getting from you is done, they tend to try to move on to somebody else. They tend to try to hop from this oasis to another oasis. They go try to find out somebody else's oasis to drain dry, to pilfer of resources, you know, and things like that. So you get into these situations where you see how this happens, you see how this goes, you know what I mean? So this happens quite a bit when you're dealing with narcissistic, toxic people. They're going to go from person to person looking for supply, looking for somebody that can feed their needs, somebody that can validate them consistently, constantly, and things of that nature. They're going to be looking for that. They're going to be doing that. They're going to keep doing that and looking at that and think, you know, and keep it moving like that. So I feel like a lot of times in these situations, you have to be, you have to be able to go about this. You have to be able to go about it. You know what I mean? You literally have to. So you have to empower yourself. You have to, you know, make yourself as strong as you possibly can, because if you don't, I'm telling you, it does get worse. You know, as long as they feel like they can get some type of supply from you, they're going to keep doing it. And even if they leave your oasis, go no contact. No contact is cutting off the supply. It's still cutting off the supply, y'all. Whatever supply they're getting from you, go no contact can do the same thing. Go no contact can dam up all of those supply sources in one fell swoop. Going no contact is being a little narcissist, a little empathetic, codependent beaver, whatever you want to call yourself, you know. A super empath beaver. Going no contact can help you achieve these goals right there. But I know if you can't go no contact, you can still dam up the flow. You can still dam up the river that feeds this, because if you are still in contact with them, you are still supplying them. If you're still in contact with them, they're still getting something from you. And also, like I said, then if you dam up the supply chain, They have, like I said, they have less reason to reach out to you. If you're no longer supporting their lifestyle, if you're no longer financing their lifestyle or giving them emotional, physical, mental, financial supply, then sometimes they will absolutely leave you alone for good, y'all. And sometimes they leave you on for, of course, you know, another reason, if they find a new supply that they feel like fits them better. I know I kind of touched on that in the beginning, but if they find a new supply they feel like might fit them a little bit better, they might leave you after that happens, y'all. So that's another reason right there that it could possibly happen. But it could be few and far between. You just have to get into these dynamics and get into these situations, y'all. See the ambulance coming. Y'all hear it. They be flying down this little street down here in North Carolina, y'all. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Join the channel. The channel memberships are available, y'all. Behind the scenes vlog. I got my new phone. I vlog on this phone. It's pretty cool. My wife is on the vlog. She answers questions and things like that. So the membership options are available. If you haven't already, also, the Self-Love Journal is available on Amazon. Lee Hammack, Self-Love, I Love Me. Check it out on Amazon, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning into another episode. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Illness is out. Peace.